So get yourselves comfortable, if possible. And let's just situate ourselves first. So let's have a sense of the earth below us. So the ground, we're in a building, but don't worry, that's still... in our sense, earth, the floor, wood floor, concrete, foundations. Then down below that, the London clay, and then the, somewhere below that, some sort of bedrock somewhere in the earth. And had that line in that poem, don't we? People are just a tide. You swell and in time will ebb and all their work dissolves. And we can think perhaps of London having changed since the Romans have come, risen. And we're at the anniversary of 1666, aren't we? The Great Fire of London. So, London has come and gone. And no doubt, some point in the future, this land that we're sitting on, this will return to land. It will just be land again, with no buildings. Anyway, a sense of the earth below us, and a sense of what the earth represents, perhaps, this holds you, supports you, and then above, the sky, and around you, the building, and the people, and the city. So we're in an actual, we're not in some abstract space, we're in a real space, we're in a real place. We're present, yeah. To be present is to be aware of your surroundings. Yeah. So to be present is to be aware of the so-called external world and the so-called internal world. Although, of course, that's just one world. But so we're not completely introverted and we're not completely extroverted. Let the face just relax down. You can imagine relaxing down from the crown and the earth being absorbent and just to soak in a way any unnecessary holding in the body. Or at least that's our way of imagining. And we're releasing the posture from the root to the crown. So we've got this complementary sort of double movement of letting go down from the crown to the root and a drawing up from the root to the crown. Letting the posture settle. And finding the breath. Yeah, finding the breath. In the body as a felt experience, not just an idea. And this is something, of course, that we share with all living things. They all breathe in some way or other. Trees breathe in a way that supports us. They breathe out oxygen for us, the trees and the grass. They sustain us. So different life forms breathe in different ways, but they all breathe in some way or other. So they're all in this atmosphere, this breathable world of ours. And we're no more or less part of that than a tree, part of this creating an atmosphere. As we breathe in and out. So we can start with the element earth. And you might just start with the word earth, yeah? Breathe in, you might just think earth, and as you breathe out, you might just think earth, and just see what that suggests to you. So we're interested in earth as it manifests in our own bodies. So it stands for anything with solidity and resistance and weight in the body. You might start with your teeth or something that's quite obviously hard, your nails. It also includes your bones, skin and muscles. So breathing in, being aware of the earth element within you, and breathing out, being aware of the earth element within you. Just keeping it simple, just see what the imagination has, not deliberately forcing something, but just see what the imagination offers you. Maybe it offers you an image of those delicate bones in the feet, and those larger bones, big thigh bones, the ribs and the skull. Hair and the nails. See what your imagination offers you as you breathe in, being aware of the earth element internally, and breathe out, being aware of the earth element internally. See what happens emotionally as well. What does it feel like to be aware of this element? He's trying to be aware of this element. What does it feel like? You feel an affinity with this element? Does it feel stifling or enlivening? What does it feel like? Where do you feel it in your body? It's earth. Make your face relax as you do. Feeling into this element, and then if possible we're just sort of relaxing and sort of dwelling with the element, the earthiness of us. breathing in, breathing out, being aware of the element earth. And then as we breathe out, beginning to just allow the awareness to move out from us. Maybe imagine this moving out from the heart. Maybe you want to imagine it moving out from the root center. I don't know if you can do that. From the earth center down there. Anyway, moving out and encountering the element externally as it manifests in the so-called external world, which also is very lovely to think of hills and mountains and rocks, but perhaps to start with, we think about what's actually proximate. We think about the floor that we can feel our body being supported by. They think about, we sense into, we feel, and then the other human beings, these other bones and muscle and the bricks of the, well, it's not bricks, is it? I don't know what it's made of, but anyway, the building and so on. So, and then the romantics. Among you can work your way out of the city into the lovely English countryside and as far as you like. So we think of the earth element as it manifests externally in the world. Nice soft face, not trying too hard, more of a sensing in a forced thinking, more just sensing. It's always there, isn't it? The world, the earth element is always supporting you, it's always surrounding you. Often in a sense talked about as our mother, isn't it? Mother Earth. When we leave our biological mother, we are given into the care of Mother Earth. Move through the practice fairly quickly and you begin to see there's a very you should quite easily spend 40 minutes on any one of these elements, but we're not going to do that. So you then reflect that it's the same element outside and inside. We might reflect that we're constantly having to take in this element in the form of food mainly, taken in this earth element in order to maintain it in our body. If we stopped taking it in, it would last a few weeks. It would last about 4 or 5 weeks, perhaps, without any food. As long as you still have the next element, water, it would last a while, but it's not too long. Yeah, it wouldn't last very long. And this element is moving for us all the time, both digestively, but also, as I said, the actual cells in the body, the bones and the hair and everything. Hair being growing, being cut, the nails and the cells, the skin flaking off and so on. So it is like a slow river, this element, moving through us. Not really even moving through us, because there's no us for it to move through. It is us as a constant process. All these elements, though some of them seem quite fixed, are actually processes, and we are, of course, no more or less a process. Finally, with this element, we reflect that we we can't lay claim to it. Nowhere can we find a substantial, enduring self in this element. We can't lay claim to owning this element, as it were. The element, we could say more, perhaps owns us more than we own it, for sure. It's Earth manifesting as us. Well, that's the basic idea. So when you're ready, we move on to the water element. Let's find a tangible sense of the water element. Maybe the saliva in the mouth is an easy one, or the moisture in the eyeballs. And more imaginatively, you can perhaps feel the blood coursing around the body. You might want to imagine digestive juices, fluid in the joints, in the spine, and so on and so forth, and all that liquid, all that water inside of you. So it's not really inside of you, is it? It is you. All the water that is you is all water that's manifesting as you. Just see what your imagination does with that. What do you feel? What's your relationship to the element water as manifesting as you? Does it offer you flexibility, fluidity? Now, of course, all these elements interact with one another, but for the sake of simplicity, we're just taking them separately. So breathing in, breathing out, being aware of the water element as it constitutes you. Having established some sense of the water element internally, imagining connecting with the water element as it manifests externally. Water from your tap, the bottle you carry around, rivers and oceans, and the rain, the snow, and so on. The face often relax. Don't have to try too hard. It's all around you and in you. up and establish a sense of the water element internally and externally. We reflect that it's the same element. And in order to maintain that element as us, we're constantly, well, it seems like that way these days, some people are constantly having to take in this element. Yeah. Certainly we have to take it in quite frequently. And it quite literally, of course, does run through us rather like a river. And without it, we wouldn't last very long, maybe a few days, depending on the weather. We'd sort of dry up and die. Quite absurd to lay claim to this as belonging to us, or we can see if we can find a self in there somewhere, in this water element. Move up to the heart area when we're ready, breathing in, breathing out, being aware of the heart. Such an evocative symbol, and then associated with the heart, of course, is the element fire, warmth. You might be able to feel it in your hands, you might be able to feel it in the parts of your body. In contact with the floor, a bit warmer. Anyway, just the warmth of your body. Fire element in your body. Again, just whatever your imagination makes of that, what is that? Very rich associations. Your fire. Somehow at the center of us, isn't it, energetically? The half. Element fire. Having established some felt sense of this element internally, we imagine it as it manifests externally as light and heat, candles, the sun. Too deep, that's fire. molten. Earth becomes molten. Important this relationship between a human and fire has been in the development of the way we live. I reflect that it's the same element internally and externally. We might start to notice that these elements are becoming more and more, we say, ephemeral. But actually, we have to go to a lot of effort to maintain this element in the body. Not quite so bad in the summer. Even so, we have to take in lots of calories. We have to wear clothes. In the winter, we have to heat our houses. It slips away. Every moment it's leaving, we're radiating heat from the body. And if that element's not maintained in us, actually we die very quickly, a few hours, and life. All these elements are essential to our life, and when any one of them leaves, as it were, that's the end of us. And this element is quite escapes very easily, very precious. It goes to great lengths to maintain this element, even though it might not seem so on the rather humid summer evenings. And in the winter, we're very conscious of the preciousness of this element, how easily it slips back into the so-called external world. I'm having to move through these rather quickly, but I hope you get some sense. And when you're ready, come back to the breath for a moment. Breathe right down to the root, so you're breathing through the fire element, the water element, the earth element. Acknowledging that connectedness in a way, and then perhaps just come to the throat, and we consider the element air. But really, it's enough just to be aware of the in and out breath, if you want. It's really all there, isn't it? You can physically, you don't have to think about it. You can physically experience breathing in the air from all around you, down into the inner spaces of the body, into the lungs, from the lungs into the bloodstream, and that air, that precious oxygen, and carried around to every cell, which is 30,000 miles of veins in the body. Carrying the oxygen around to every part of the body, maintaining the body, and then breathing back out. And we breathe in and breathe out, experiencing directly the element air. And the air element internally and externally, to be aware that everything else living in some way is also dependent upon this element. So experience it as wind in such a seemingly soft element can also be immensely powerful. Certain circumstances. Other bodies around us breathing just like we do, sharing the same air. Planet sharing the same air. Beautiful blue planet in this vast space, this delicate atmosphere that we breathe, this breathable world of ours. So we can physically experience the fact that we can't hold on to this element. When we breathe in, we have to breathe out. And we can ask ourselves, is there anywhere in this element that we can find a fixed self? It hardly needs to be pointed out how vital, moment to moment, this air is to our continued existence. Particularly interesting stage if you investigate it and become familiar with it, because then whenever you do the mindfulness of breathing, it will have this insight dimension to it. Very effective. We've got the last two elements, which were two fairly briefly. Space, so we can start off perhaps by trying to feel into the internal spaces of the body, the cavity in the mouth, the nostrils. Air's going into space, isn't it? Blood is moving around in space, bones move in space, as it were. of the kind of internal space of the body. Furthermore, our bodies take up space. If we're in a particular space, nobody else can be in that space. We can be quite conscious of this when we live in a city sometimes. On the underground there, you travel in a rush hour, you're very conscious of your body taking up a particular space. Perhaps more interestingly, you can reflect a little bit on the space that your life takes up. The space is not only your body, but your life. You know, all those possessions of yours. All those books and all those clothes and that furniture and those, all that stuff that we accumulate. Sometimes we've got so much stuff we have to rent places to put our stuff, don't we? All that stuff. Some of which we're very attached to. We're kind of extending ourselves, our cars. The things that we sort of have a psychic ownership of. Taking up space. We're beginning to become aware in this world how much space all this junk takes up. And how difficult it is to actually get rid of it. Anyway, I digress. I concentrate. But we can think, when you die, what's going to happen to all that stuff? You know? All those precious things that you loved. What's going to happen? Your clothes probably going to be put in black bin liners and dumped off a charity shop and just thrown away. Your houses will be lived in by other people. Your books will be owned by others and so on. All that space, your space, will be occupied by others. I even think further, there's not only the physical space, but the psychic space that you take up in the world, yeah? For the good or bad, sometimes people take up a lot of psychic space, don't they? I'm sure we've all taken up a bit of psychic space in our time in other people. Anyway, whatever you can make of it, really. There's a physical space that you move into and move around. It's quite an intriguing and fascinating element, this of space. But in what sense can you say any of this space, whether it's the internal space, the space of your things, belongs to you or constitutes you? Surely space is space for countless things to occupy. You only occupy it for a very relatively short time. When you die, you're remembered perhaps for a few years. Most a couple of generations. You don't even occupy any space at all anymore, even psychic space and other things. You can hardly lay claim to owning this space, even though we love to lay claim to ownership these days. This is my space. Breathing in and breathing out, experiencing space internally and externally. that liberating possibility of just letting go, not needing to own space, just to be with space. And then there's plenty of space for everybody when you don't have to own it. Space becomes freedom. Great Sun Ra says, space is the place. So lastly, and most mysteriously really, is consciousness. Well, we're probably going to get some further and more found teaching on this, I hope, in coming weeks. But one way we can approach consciousness is first of all just to notice everything that arises in it. So we notice the sort of phenomena of consciousness. So this is everything that's happened to you that you're aware of. As it arises in consciousness, doesn't it? So since you've been sitting here doing a meditation, everything that's happened to you, the sensations, the distractions, the images, the irritation, me banging on, all of that has arisen in consciousness. That's a sort of phenomena that arises in consciousness. And then we can ask ourselves, what is it it's arising in then? Is consciousness just the phenomena? Or is there something more to it? We don't expect to get an answer, but just what's the feeling? Is there a sort of field of consciousness in which this arises in? These feelings, these thoughts, these sensations, these images. What does it feel like? Does it feel like they're arising in some kind of field of being? The face be a softness. What is this phenomena that we call consciousness? We know by extension it exists in all these other people sitting here with us. They've all got this phenomena of consciousness, just like they've got earth, water, fire, air, space. They've got consciousness. Is it their consciousness? Is it my consciousness? Are these consciousnesses totally separate? Or is there some kind of a field of being which we all exist in? Seems more likely given the other elements, doesn't it? Or is that just too much to comprehend? Can't quite go there. Anyway, so we're interested. What does your imagination do with the notion of consciousness? What does it feel like? Can you sense into, can you feel into consciousness? Acknowledge that consciousness, even though it's difficult to pin down, exists internally in us and externally certainly in all other human beings, maybe in all living things. Maybe it's a property of life itself. It's fine not to know. We don't have to know. We don't have to understand it. We can feel into it. We can think, well, can I find me in there? Is there a sense of self? And if there is a sense of self, is it fixed? Is it hard? Is it constricted? Or is it sort of always expanding and open? Maybe even joyous and luminous, this consciousness. This is quite often how it's described. Luminous, free, pulsating with the very universe itself. Do you own it? Surely you're in it. If we can talk in those terms at all. You're in this field. Not beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing. There is a field. I'll meet you there, said Rumi. There is a field. I will meet you there. And the soul lies down in that grass. The world is too rich to speak of. Out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I will meet you there. When the soul lays down in that grass, the world is too full to speak of. Ideas, language, even the notion one another makes no sense. Just finding the breath again in the body, if you lost it. And just what a wondrous thing to these six elements coming together, manifesting uniquely as you, and uniquely as all these other people in this world, what we call world. Mysterious and beautiful. Just sit for a minute, just relaxing, just letting go of trying to do anything at all. Just sit for a moment, not doing anything.